All right, we are back now with Christian Hansen, the St. John's Prep coach, as we talk in the Saturday afternoon, hockey coach. And coach, this is just a big win. Tell me about it, 6-3 over CM.
Well, Rick, yeah, thanks for having me. I mean, today was a conference game, so I think conference games obviously carry a little bit of special meaning. And, you know, for those that have been around hockey for a while, Catholic Memorial is one of those historic programs. So anytime you can beat them, it's a good day for your program.
Well, yeah, and I think you could say the same thing. They'd probably say the same thing about St. John's Prep. Coach, tell me a little bit about the ebb and flow of this game, if you would, please.
Yeah, I mean, both teams are strong teams, really kind of rely on their skating ability to be effective. CM had some really quick forwards. You know, we do too, so I was pretty balanced in the first period. We ended up getting out to a 2-0 lead in the second period. And then they cut it to 2-1 on a power play. And we built a 3-1 lead after two. We came out really strong in the third and got a couple goals early to make it 5-1. But, you know, I certainly didn't think at that point the game was in the bag. And I knew CM was going to push. And they did. Shortly after we scored the fifth goal, they scored the second to make it 5-2. They were able to get a power play shortly after that to make it 5-3.
Mm.
And we're really, really back on our heels in the third period, trying to protect that lead, which obviously can be a dangerous thing to do. But CM was pushing hard, and they skate well, and but we held the fort.
Coach, a game like this is a real test for you guys. You're off to just a tremendous start. I'm not sure about these overtime games. What's your record right now? Is it 5-0-2?
No, so the overtime, so that they have played around with that the past couple of years. So now if you lose in overtime, it's a loss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you do not get a point for a tie in overtime. Maybe like, for example, at the NHL level,
mm-hmm.
you're guaranteed that point.
Right.
So at the high school level, you can play an entire game, and then go into overtime where they play 4-4, and then you get 2 points for the win. I can't say I love that format, but that's what they came out with.
I hear you.
You're going to play by. So.
I hear you. Finally, Coach, I know that you're very busy this afternoon. Thanks for taking the time. Can you just tell me a couple of standout plays or players for you this afternoon? Because, again, it's a huge win as you approach the midway point of the season.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, statistically, Christian Rosa had 2 goals. Jake Vanna had 2 goals. Alan Graber had 1. And Cole Blazer had 1. Brian Cronin was a rock in net. They had 39 shots on, so
Ooh.
He made 36 saves and a lot of really 10 bell great saves. but today our Heinz helmet went to Ben McGilvray, a senior left wing. He was a +3, just a monster out there. Unselfish, blocking shots, winning battles in the corner, just making his teammates better. So, today, Ben was our player of the game.
All right, again, we should point out this game was an away game, so that's also another feather in your cap.
Yeah, obviously, tough to go on the road, and this is probably mere just coincidence, but we had 4 penalties and they didn't have any, so we were on the kill for a bit and they had a couple power play goals, but like I said earlier, we held the fort and found a way to win the game.
Congratulations, Coach. We'll talk to you later on about the upcoming schedule. Thank you so much and be safe.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Christian Hansen, who is the St. John's Prep High School hockey coach. And the Prep, if I have it right now, are 5-1-1, but I'm going to double-check that because I'm so confused. Yeah, they're 5-1-1. 5 wins, 1 loss, and 1 tie. There you go.